1. Nature of the Supreme Being. The Supreme is the beauty of physical harmony, the truth of intellectual meaning, and the goodness of spiritual value. He is the sweetness of true success and the joy of everlasting achievement. He is the oversoul of the grand universe, the consciousness of the finite cosmos, the completion of finite reality, and the personification of creator-creature experience. Throughout all future eternity, God the Supreme will voice the reality of volitional experience in the Trinity relationships of deity. In the persons of the Supreme Creators, the gods have descended from paradise to the domains of time and space, there to create and to evolve creatures with paradise attainment capacity who can ascend thereto in quest of the Father. This universe procession of descending God-revealing creators and ascending God-seeking creatures is revelatory of the deity evolution of the Supreme, in whom both descenders and ascenders achieve mutuality of understanding, the discovery of eternal and universal brotherhood. The Supreme Being thus becomes the finite synthesis of the experience of the perfect creator cause and the perfecting creature response. The grand universe contains the possibility of, and ever seeks for, complete unification, and this grows out of the fact that this cosmic existence is a consequence of the creative acts and the power mandates of the Paradise Trinity, which is unqualified unity. This very Trinitarian unity is expressed in the finite cosmos in the Supreme, whose reality becomes increasingly apparent as the universe is attained to the maximum level of Trinity identification. The will of the Creator and the will of the creature are qualitatively different, but they are also experientially akin, for creature and creator can collaborate in the achievement of universe perfection. Man can work in liaison with God and thereby co-create an eternal finaliter. God can work even as humanity in the incarnations of his sons, who thereby achieve the supremacy of creature experience. In the Supreme Being, creator and creature are united in one deity whose will is expressive of one divine personality. And this will of the Supreme is something more than the will of either creature or creator, even as the sovereign will of the Master Son of Nebadon is now something more than a combination of the will of divinity and humanity. The union of paradise perfection and time-space experience yields a new meaning value on deity levels of reality. The evolving divine nature of the Supreme is becoming a faithful portrayal of the matchless experience of all creatures and of all creators in the grand universe. In the Supreme, creatorship and creaturehood are at one. They are forever united by that experience which was born of the vicissitudes attendant upon the solution of the manifold problems which beset all finite creation as it pursues the eternal path in quest of perfection and liberation from the fetters of incompleteness. Truth, beauty, and goodness are correlated in the ministry of the Spirit, the grandeur of paradise, the mercy of the Son, and the experience of the Supreme. God the Supreme is truth, beauty, and goodness, for these concepts of divinity represent finite maximums of ideational experience. The eternal sources of these triune qualities of divinity are on superfinite levels, but a creature could only conceive of such sources as supertruth, superbeauty, and super-goodness. Michael, a creator, revealed the divine love of the Creator Father for his terrestrial children. And having discovered and received this divine affection, men can aspire to reveal this love to their brethren in the flesh. Such creature affection is a true reflection of the love of the Supreme. The Supreme is symmetrically inclusive. The first source and center is potential in the three great absolutes, is actual in paradise, in the Son, and in the Spirit. But the Supreme is both actual and potential, a being of personal supremacy and of almighty power, responsive alike to creature effort and creator purpose, self-acting upon the universe and self-reactive to the sum total of the universe, and at one and the same time, the Supreme Creator and the Supreme Creature. The deity of supremacy is thus expressive of the sum total of the entire finite.